Let's walk the talk. 7:02.
Almost 14 minutes past 5 o'clock. I'm Zane Johnson in for Africa Milani this morning on early breakfast on 702 and on Cape Talk. You can give us a call on 011-883-0702. And, of course, the WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. Now, I thought that the Monetary Policy Committee will probably at some stage or other during this quarter, leading up towards June or maybe in June, start dropping the interest rate in order to slightly stimulate the economy so that people have a little bit more money in their pockets. But as anticipated by the economist and the specialist, the Monetary Policy Committee, which is the MPC, maintained interest rates unchanged for the fifth consecutive meeting on Wednesday. That was yesterday. South African Reserve Bank Governor Lesetja Kanyako, addressing the committee's unanimous decision in Pretoria, highlighted ongoing risks to South Africa's inflation outlook. Now, since May, the repo rate, that's May last year, the repo rate remains steady at 8.25. It's the highest level in 15 years amid the pandemic, which obviously saw the interest rate drop to 3.5%, and then consequently monthly payments on a bond, which is a 2 million rand home loan. And you can get very little for 2 million rand in Cape Town these days. Based on the prime rate, current prime rate has surged actually from 15,500 rand for a 7% bond to nearly 22,700 rand to an 11.75 bond. And the interest is, of course, in the inflation. Inflation is at 5.6%, and the central bank's target is at 4.5%. But now I'm trying to speak as a specialist while I've got Mialani Mkabela with me this morning, and Mialani Mkabela is a chief economist at Antwisa Capital. Mialani, very good morning to you, and welcome to 702 and Cape Talk.
Good morning to the listeners of Cape Talk Radio.
Mialani, stability in interest rates. You know, the MPC has decided to keep the interest rates steady for the last five meetings that they've had, and the philosophy there is higher for longer, because people were looking at probably a decrease in interest rate in June, but now I think we're only looking at September for a possible decrease. But it's not only in South Africa. What is the impact of the fact that interest rates globally as well as nationally are being kept so high?
I think we are having a challenge, which, like, when you look domestically, we have inflation to be above target midpoint. Our inflation for February sits at 5.6%. And when you look at that, you will normally expect the Reserve Bank to be hiking the repo rate. But because we are in crisis since, I would say, from COVID-19 or from 2020, we tend to look at this from the eyes of the people or from the eyes of the consumers, like nationwide. Our consumers are not really at a state where they can afford a hike at this current moment. We are having as well retail sales for January 2024 has declined with about 2.1%. And then when you look at that, it is really an impact where you can see if retail sales decline with 2.1%. You know, like, the market is giving, the MPC and economists and everyone in general that consumers are not at a state where they can probably as well afford. And that is a crisis, on its own. So when you have consumers without enough disposable income and they are only living on credit cards, it becomes as well more challenges that will really make the poor and the working class struggle so much. And I think the decision that was taken, it is in the best interest of individual and business consumers. to hold the repo rate unchanged where it is, regardless of inflation to be above target midpoint. But you find that the crisis that we have, we can still manage with inflation at 5.6%.
The inflationary concerns, we're chatting this morning to Mialani Mkabela, who is the chief economist at Antwisa Capital. Mialani, inflationary concerns, and there have been a lot of sort of, you know, pushback against the reserves, the reserve banks policy, just doing, you know, interest rate increases or decreases in terms of the repo rate, in terms of just speculation, and of course fixing that on inflation, because inflationary concerns, you know, the Reserve Bank governor says the return to the target, which is 4.5%, will be very sluggish. But the South African consumer, the factors that are contributing to that, what are those factors contributing to this persistently high inflation? Because we've got another increase in electricity probably coming up in April. In April, we normally find the fuel levy increases, and all the other increases happen between April and July. So the consumer is feeling that, because it's high price hikes in terms of fuel and stuff like that, and that all gets passed on to the consumer. So what are those factors, and how do those factors impact on this repo rate?
So you will find one aspect from the global market, where you look at the European markets and the US market. You find services inflation being above 5%, at 5% and 6% in the US market, and that gets to be a challenge that affects developing economies and emerging markets like South Africa. So that, you know, the global challenge has an impact for us domestically. But at the same time, we have issues with regard to our own production domestically that leads us to importing food related products and dry retail products, machinery, oil, that we continue to be importing, and such gives an impact in the delay of us taking our inflation back to below a target midpoint of 4.5%, which is the objective of the Reserve Bank. And such a delay, in a good sense, since services inflation, or global inflation, is higher. You can find that even in the expectation of July, we might still have an MPC and not probably to cut repo rate in July, and sometimes maybe as well in September, not cut repo rates, because you even find 2024 globally is an election year. And then part of the challenges, it could be on trade, where we can as well have problems. A lot of economies are not really focusing on just only inflation issues, but they are as well 50% of the global economy focusing on their elections. And such as well can have a negative impact in South Africa's target objective of taking down inflation to 4.5%. We are not doing well in terms of electricity generation or energy security domestically. And if probably that as well, it was managed better, we can probably speak differently. And consumers happens to be deeply challenged or cornered. But I would say since 2020 up until now, I will probably say the Reserve Bank has been doing well in terms of managing price stability domestically. And then things could have been even far worse than this if really the MPC was not pragmatic to this level.
And they also have to look after the interest of the rand, obviously, at the end of the day. I was just having a look now that the big three banks, the Bank of England, the United States Federal Reserve, the Feds, and the European Central Bank, the ECB, all kept their rates on hold this month. And they have an increase. So obviously they are looking at something. I think the question, Mialani Mkabela, that we're chatting to you this morning is, when can we see a decrease in interest rate so I can at least go and eat out once a week at the Spur?
I think the forecast has been a July MPC can cut repo rate. But as I'm looking at domestic and global inflation, it can happen that as July MPC will still hold a repo rate. But like when we look at a September and November MPC, highly likely we can probably see something different from that part. But if the situation is worse, I will always say at this stage, we're supposed to be hiking repo rates immediately when inflation is above 5%, you know, like it's always grace. And our consumers must look at this as very positive because I would say local economists and the MPCs have been doing well in assessing the matter and giving the MPC confidence that we can manage the situation where we are, even if inflation is above target midpoint. So I think everyone has to look at that positively, and we need to as well celebrate whatever grace we are experiencing currently, because you wouldn't really expect inflation to be at 5.6% and then the MPC anonymously hold repo rate. So I think it is one part that we need to look at it positively, and then every 2 months or as the MPC sits, let's just look at it. And then I think as well, it gives a very good education to all our people, because in the past, you will find people having to take bonds or vehicle finance, but without looking at their interest rate. But the awareness has been there now. And then I think this is one of the positive education that it will have happened. And more people have been as well interested in this field. So we'll have a lot of people to be taking, you know, economics and monetary economics as a specialty. And then I think that will assist our families, because as we change our...
We will get more understanding.
Our setup.
Yeah, we'll get more understanding of exactly what we're doing.
Like in families. Yeah. And then all this, consumer education will happen in families. And I think this is one of the success stories South Africa will experience. And the next 8 years
Mialani
will be the greatest.
Yeah, Mialani, thank you so much for your insights. You've been absolutely, totally amazing. Mialani Mkabela chatting to us this morning. Chief Economist at Antwisa Capital. The MPC has come out and says interest rates higher for longer. And I think that is bite the bullet. I know that the retail business has been battling and struggling for the last, probably, been battling and struggling for the last 3 months. And, you know, there's been staff cuts, there's been businesses closing. And I think that's an unfortunate situation. But it is what it is. Interest rate needs to come down to 4.5%, which means that we need to spend less on the credit cards and the other stuff.